those tunes. So let's do the copper plates, the G and A minor copper plates. So those leads. You can tell it's coming up to dinner time. Starting to get hungry. All right, ready? G to A minor, I think. Right, Michael? And Alina put it down there. Oh, you know, before we start, we're kind of halfway through there. So let's do some, let's talk about stuff coming up and whatever else Michael needs to say. So I don't know if you know, but this week we have the very first Wheeland Master singing session. And it's a little light, and it's probably light because I don't know how many of you guys are into singing. I'm a little worried because I don't have access to a lot of singers or people that are interested in singing. So if you know anybody that might be interested, even if you don't want to come or can't come yourself, if you spread the word around, that would be fantastic and get the word out. I know some people that have some singing clubs and that kind of stuff, but I mean, you're not going to get much better than Neve Parsons and Kathy Jordan and Claire Horgan all in the same bloody room. Well, they're not in the same room, but they will be. They're on the same channel, as they say, you know. And of course, we have Genevieve Galarneau from Olympia, Washington, a fabulous young singer, ethnomusicologist, very bright, talented young lady. So very exciting. Next week, a week from Saturday, we have Siobhan Peoples and Murdy Ryan. So that's going to be smoking. I just chatted with briefly today with Martin Hayes. So he's all set for the 1st of May. I don't know what's happening with COVID or any of that kind of stuff, or how the country's going to open up, but we'll keep doing this as long as people come, right? So for the slow session and for the master session. So I've booked Katie McNally for the 22nd of May. And I have Dylan Foley is going to take one of those May dates. And I was just talking to John Doyle. We might have John Doyle and Eamon O'Leary for another date in May. So pretty fabulous stuff coming up. So please help out and get the word out. I know a lot of you are very loyal. And I certainly appreciate it and respect that. And I know it's hard for everybody to come every week. I know it's a lot of money on a monthly basis. So, but certainly if you could spread the word around, that'd be fantastic. And Michael, is there anything that you need to add? Okay, I just wanted to, I really want to clarify something. Not that anybody said anything to me, but I just don't want any misconceptions about what I am and what I'm asking for. You know, I started Mondays with John roughly six years ago, and I never asked for anything until the pandemic. And I do ask for tips during Mondays with John. I thought that was appropriate when a lot of people were doing it. And of course, you know, I wasn't really able to work that much. I was doing reasonably okay with the pen turning stuff, but now I can't work very well with my hands, and my left hand is getting worse. But I started the slow session free, and it's always been free. And initially, I think some people asked about the tip jar information. And so I just want to clarify, I greatly appreciate, I don't want you to think that I don't, and I'm not going to stop you from continuing to do that. But I just want to clarify that I never started this with the intention of making it tip oriented. I'm certainly happy if you guys want to tip me. I'm not going to say no, especially in light of the situation that I'm in. But I just felt like it was really important for that to be understood. That I started this because I love to play, and I love all you guys, and I love the fact that we can get together and play some music. And that was my genuine thrust for doing the slow session. Because I've heard other people complain that some people are doing, you know, 2, 3, 4 nights a week with the tip jar thing, and I never intended. The Saturday master session is a little different because I'm bringing in amazing musicians, and they get paid, and I pay them, and we take it a little off the top. So that's a whole different ball game. So I hope that's okay. I don't want to ruffle any feathers or upset anybody, and I don't want to seem ungrateful, because I'm very grateful. All right. So we just did hornpipes. You want to slow it down, or should we go back to? I guess we could do. We're going to do the copper plates. That's right. Yeah, it's okay. All right.